For now or whenever.
Whenever.
Because I moved to Parkland with my family. I had gone to Morsi Ford, so I just started school there. So that was, 15 years? Longer than that. Should say maybe about 20 years now.
And then you were here all the time you were growing up, and then you left?
When I was 16, I moved out. I was a live-in babysitter for a friend, and about 17 and a half, I moved back home. And I was back in Parkland area, and then I got married, and then we moved around quite a bit. We lived in Parkland, and we lived in Tenino, and we lived so many different places, and then I'm gone through a divorce, so I moved back here to Parkland, and for the last year I've lived out here in Parkland now.
So why did you move back?
I like the area. It's much better than Tacoma. I don't like living in the city. It's more of, I like being raised on a farm, and that. My parents had 5 acres, and it was like being raised on a farm, and I wanted my kids to experience the feel of having land to run,
right.
Area to play in that, not having to worry about how close you are to other people's houses,
yeah.
And that. And the school district out here is wonderful, the Franklin Pierce School District. I really like it for my kids. I've had the experience with the Tacoma School District, and I wasn't happy with it. So. My kids are going to stay in the Franklin Pierce School District.
And that was the district you went through?
Yeah. I went through Franklin Pierce, Morsi Ford, and yeah. And now I'm going through the Even Start through here. So.
And you went to which high school?
Franklin Pierce is a high school. And Morsi Ford is the junior high. So I moved here when I started Ford.
And okay, so you live out not right in the center of Parkland, but out somewhere.
I live right by the Burger King on 132nd and A. So I guess you would say that's right in the middle of Parkland. Because it's not out. We have some property. The kids have 2 sides of the house of great big lots. And they only end up playing on one side. It's funny. They have all this land. They pick one side to play on.
Right. Never go over there.
Uh-huh. So... But, yeah, I guess you'd say it would be because it's right down the street here.
Okay. Where is Parkland? What are the boundaries of Parkland?
I'd say from 96 up to,138th or something like that is where it cuts off and turns into Spanaway.
Then on the East Morris?
I have no idea which on that way. I do know this way, but this way, I have no idea. All I know is, you go up to Canyon Road, and I guess that's the end of Parkland that starts out towards Graham. That way. And then this way, I couldn't tell you this way. I have no idea how far up down it goes, and then it turns into Lakewood. So, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's really strange. People are like, I've never thought of that before. I've lived here 30 years, and I have no idea where Parkland is.
Well, that's like going this way. I know, the only reason I know is because I'm on Section 8 housing, and our limit is starting for the Pierce County area is 96. Mm-hmm. So you know that 96 on out to a certain amount out that way is Parkland.
Yeah. People have such different, something it's like about 4 blocks, and other people are like, oh, I don't know, 195th, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I know that it goes to 138th because the Franklin Pierce School District ends. And if it's up, if you're on the other side of 138th, they end up going to Bethel School District or Spanaway or whatever's out that way. So I'm trying to make sure I stay in the Parkland area so I get the Franklin Pierce School District.
So you really like the school? You think the high school is good? And
oh, yeah. Well, see, I had experience because I went to Franklin Pierce, and when I moved to as a live-in babysitter, I went to Lincoln. And if I would have been in Franklin Pierce, I probably would have finished my high school education. Moving to Lincoln, I dropped out half the 11th grade because I was not getting any help. I mean, I'd sit there in my chair and I'd hold my hand up to try and get some help, and they ignored it. So I said, forget this. That's why I'm going to even start now, because I regret. My tongue is tied today. Ask Paul. I regret the fact of quitting school because you need your high school education for quite a few things, and I just, when you don't get the help that you need in school, why keep going?
Yeah.
Why bother trying? And as I'm finding out, I'm a lot smarter than I really thought I was.
Yeah, schools try to talk people out of being smart sometimes, I think.
Lincoln just, I don't know. It's more of a black school. And it seemed that's what they were concerned with, is what was in there. So I just quit and said, I'm going to not worry about it.
Yeah.
But I think if I would have stayed in the Franklin Pierce School, I probably would have went through and finished and everything. Because I was half the 11th when I quit. Right. And
that's not much more than that.
Yeah, that's. But see, then Paul, we did this testing, and in most of the areas, spelling, I'm 12th grade. There's a couple that I'm way up there, 12th grade, and there's some that are 11th and 10th, and then there's some that's 7th, then there's one that's 4th. I'm going. Oh, I am. Punctuation in that is where I have a hard time. And that's where it showed 4th grade level. I'm going.
Spelling is my bad one.
Oh, spelling's my bastard. I love spelling. Well, see, math and English aren't my favorite subjects. And that's where Paul, I'm already up to geometry. At which I never thought I could do geometry. I mean, I was having a hard time with long division and that. Paul showed me how to do it, and ever since he did, I can do it. I can go right through it now. It's just surprising for me. And that, so.
How did you hear about this program here, or how did you come to do this?
Well, I was going, the parenting, the family connections and that, when they first started it, I went to all their classes, and that's when Kathy Tucker came down and talked to us about it, and I said, wow, I qualify perfect for it, because I have one son he's in the Chapter 1 program at school. My daughter's going to be in Head Start. I'm low income, and so I qualified all the way. I'm really glad I got into it, because it's really brought a lot out in me that I didn't know was in me.
Yeah.
And that, wow, I actually can do all this stuff, and I'm not as dumb as everyone thought I was.
So yeah, it sounds like I didn't know, I mean, I go to PLU, and I didn't know all these programs were out here and just, you know, coming out, and then March, like, oh, well, we have mother-child thing and the pregnancy thing and the, you know, adult literacy and the Head Start and the family connections and all these things. Wow, you know, these are really good.
Yeah, I hope they come out with another, the family connection, because I have a friend that would be very interested in it, and that, and it, Because you, most of the places like the Tacoma school districts and that, they offer them, but they offer them for $15 or more.
Oh.
And there's people that can't, I can't afford to pay that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a hard enough time making ends meet right now.
Right.
When you've got three small children and you've got a limited income, it's hard.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I got in the program. I want to get my high school education, and that way maybe I can go back to school and take something else up.
Right.
Because, well, I passed the post office test.
Hmm.
I went and took that, and I passed, so I'm on the waiting list. But
it was a good job,
something. Yeah, they pay really good money if you get called. So I have to kind of keep an eye. My name got put on the list on the 14th of this month, so I have to make sure that before the 2 years is up, I go put my name on so I get a year extension in case I get called.
Right. Yeah, I think my brother is going to do that one. Those are big ones.
Yeah. You have to pass the test.
Right.
And that. And it's real funny because my sister and them kept putting me down, telling me, you won't pass the test. It's a hard test to take. Her husband went and took it. And when I was talking to her on the phone when the results came in the mail. And I said, I passed! She goes, you passed what? I says, I passed the post office test. And I told her how, she goes, you're kidding me. And I says, no, it says I passed. And she says, what was your score? And I told her my score. And she goes, you passed Tom by 3 points, too. And that even made it better for me because she kept telling me, I'm not going to pass. And I did. I passed it.
Well.
So you can imagine how good I felt when she told me that. I'm going, wow, I passed it and I even beat him. I mean, it's a big accomplishment for me. My teeth are bothering me. I went in and had all my top teeth pulled. Mm. I have dentures now. And they don't fit properly. See, that's why Kathy was telling me that, because I have come over a lot of obstacles since I started school, family connection and that, going through the divorce, going through having all this done, and one thing after another, just seems that I'm hoping that things will settle down and that. But yeah, this area has a lot to offer. I mean, well, you've got places to go. I always take my kids to the schools and things like that. We go for walks. I've taken up here to Washington School, the one right up here, and it's really neat because my kids, they love it. Oh, they love to go for walks. We go, they find all kinds of things there, and they're full of questions.
Yeah.
And there's lots of places for you to go for walks out here, and the kids really enjoy it. I mean, I do a lot with my kids, a lot.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I get told I do too much with them and not enough for myself. But, I mean, my kids mean everything to me.
Yeah.
They're my life right now. And I've told my kids that I think once we get things settled in that, Mom might start going out once a week if she can afford it.
Right.
And that they've accepted that. I don't drink. I'm not a person that gets into trouble. I don't do any drugs or anything. My body can't handle any of it anyway, which I'm really glad because I did try it when I was younger. And now I really stress the fact to my kids not to take it. And that's something what's nice about this area is because the kids aren't exposed to it as much as in the Tacoma area. And that they are not exposed to all these drugs and that. Which my kids are really, I push them because I don't want them taking drugs. And their dad's an alcoholic, and they've seen their dad, and they don't like what happens to him when he's been drinking and that. And it's gotten to the point where they don't even want to see their dad because he has visitation rights to pick him up every other weekend, and he's supposed to have him 2 weeks during the summer, a month of July, 2 weeks of August. The last time he actually picked him up and had him overnight was in December. And he's the one putting himself in the situation he is because he's not taking the time to see his kids. And right now, I do so much with my kids that they'd rather be with mom because mom does stuff with them. When dad has them, it's, you go play, leave me alone. And the kids, you can't do that.
No.
They need the attention from an adult. And my kids get a lot of that. Leave me alone a lot.
They'll turn out the better for it.
Well, so far, it seems that my kids are really showing, I've had a lot of compliments on my kids because of the way I have raised them and that. Strangers come up to me and give me compliments. And it just, I go out, every now and then I'll take the kids out to dinner and I have people come up and say, you have got the best behaved kid. So most kids come in, we went out to pizza one day and we had to wait an hour and a half for our pizza. And I know my kids were starving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real funny because we sat and we waited. My kids were very well behaved. These two gentlemen come in, sit down next at the table right next to us, and they get their food and eat and everything, and by the time they get their food and eat, ours finally came. And they go up to pay, and we're finished, and I go up to pay for mine.
Right.
And the one gentleman turns around and looks at me and he says, what'd you do? Threaten them with a whip or something? I says, huh? I know those kids were hungry because they kept watching our food. I says, yeah, they were hungry, but I taught my kids from very young. You behave in public places. You don't raise heck. You don't go around screaming. You don't yell. You behave. And he says, well, you've done a real good job with them. Yeah, that makes you just feel really good when you get compliments like that. Because my kids, and quite often I get, I take them by myself, and I have no problem with them. Their dad took them one time, says I'll never take them again. There's a difference. Daddy lets them do as they please. Daddy doesn't stop them. Mama does. So when Daddy has them, oh wow, we can act crazy now. But we can't when we're with Mom. So it just proves what goes on. And that I think it's pretty neat though, because I take them to the mall. I take them on the bus. And I've had people that have seen me on the bus come up to me and say, you kids are very well behaved on the bus. They sit, they behave. Go in the Tacoma Mall, three little kids with me, and they stay right with me. They don't run off. And I've had, through the grapevine, you hear all these rumors about how well behaved they are, and you're going, wow. You don't think anybody notices.
Yeah.
But then, apparently I'm doing something right.
Well, good. It sounds like you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I have kids, they turn out that good. Just gotta spend time with them.
Well, see, that's the whole deal. You have to spend time with your kids. You have to show your kids. You care how they act. You care what they do and how it's done. I mean, I get involved in school. I get very involved. I like to go on their field trips with them. I like to go. I have teacher conferences all the time. Every day I check in on my kids. And that's what most of the teachers like. They like to see someone that wants to be involved. And I volunteer when I can. But it's really hard when you've got three of them.
Right.
Can't be at three different schools or three different classes, because two of them will go to Elmhurst and one's going to come here for Head Start. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be kind of hard trying to divvy up the time.
Yeah.
That finding a babysitter to take the two little ones because they're not, the school won't pay for any injury accidents that happen unless you take them. Unless you have full responsibility.
Right.
And I'm going, well, I mean, because Chris went up to Northwest Track. I've never been there. My kids have never, none of my kids have. And he went up there for a field trip. Okay, fine, I let him go. I drove my car up there, and I got in at the same price as the school did. And that, so it worked out really nice because we all got to go up there and see.
Yeah.
And it was a nice ride and everything. We had a picnic lunch up there and everything. Kids really enjoyed it. It was something special.
Yeah.
And I even took Philip out of his class, which I explained to the teacher what it was and that. And they were all really happy that he gets to go in that. So It worked out really nice.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. What are some problems you see in Parkland? If there are anything you could change in Parkland, what would you change?
I don't think there's really anything I would. I like Parkland the way it is. I mean, they could use a little more park recreation type things, because like Sprinker and Spanaway Park and that, those are in Spanaway, but they cost money.
Right.
And they don't really have a whole lot of park spaces out here for to take kids.
Right.
And that, they could use that.
Yeah.
But otherwise than that, everything seems to be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a normal everyday life. And that.
Do you think there is a high rate of crime? Any more than anywhere else?
Not out here, I haven't really noticed well, because you read in the paper all this about Tacoma. I read the paper all the time, and most of the things that go on are in the Tacoma area.
What do you think of PLU? Is it a good thing to have in Parkland, or is it a monster? Or?
No, I feel it's a really good thing to have here.
You're learning to fly.
They're learning. Oh, someone learning to fly.
Taking flying lessons. Oh, well, that's interesting.
No, I don't think I'd have enough guts to fly a plane. I mean, I have a hard time with heights. And that. So, I don't think I could get in an airplane.
No.
Unless I was able to sit in a seat and not have to look out.
Back at the window.
Yeah.
Then it gets boring. Do you think PLU has... Do you think most of the community, most Parkland people... like PLU, or
I haven't heard anything bad about it. Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad about it.
Do you walk on campus, or do you ever go to any events there? What do you call people who live in Parkland? Parklanders?
I never thought about it. Just normal people. Like me. You can't call them country people, because country is further out. Yelm area, and that's country. This is somewhat semi-country. Semi-city country type. Because you have all your shops and that, but then you also have some farms and your normal houses and that, so it would be more semi-city country type.
Where do you shop groceries?
Normally Bilo or Stock Market. Most of the big stores where they have lots of good prices. These little stores like O'Neill's and that, their prices go quite high.
And all the little shops only. Do you know anybody who shops in these little things, like in Garfield?
I have no idea. Anybody does. Most of the shops seem to be pretty high down
here. Yeah.
Which I don't think too many people. K-Marché is what they call it. It's one of the places that I know gets shopped at a lot by a lot of people. Fred Meyer's, I don't like Fred Meyer's. Most of the places, I never shop at the mall. They're so expensive, and then you get lost up there. Oh, it's easy to get lost up there. But the low-income families more or less stick with Kmart and places like that.
Because we can't figure out who goes in the shops. Yeah, doesn't seem like anybody does. Students don't. And I don't know, it's really weird.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't. And most of my friends have never shopped down there. My parents live right up the hill here, and I know they've never gone in there. So you kind of wonder, yeah, who does? Unless it's people from out of, from Tacoma or Parkland or...
I don't know, somehow I can't imagine people driving 10 miles to go to the Knit and Purl.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well.
Some do.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, a lot of people go out of business there, like, every month, so...
Yeah.
Let's see, anything else? Oh,
okay.
Do you see your kids when they grow up and get through high school? Do you think they would want to stay in Parkland, or do you think they'll probably leave?
Most likely they'll leave, because like my oldest one, his big dream is he wants to be rich and famous. I keep telling him, if you want to be rich and famous, go for your goals. Don't let anything stop you. He tells me he's going to buy me a new house. And I'm going, I remember when I was a kid saying, I'm going to become rich and famous, and I'm going to buy this, and I'm going to buy that. And then I look at myself now and say, I never did become. But it's funny, because you kind of wonder. I think Alicia is one that's going to be a go-getter. She seems to be a go-getter already, and she's only 4. And I think she'll be one that might end up going somewhere else, definitely. Phillip's more, he might stick around here, because he's more of a mama's boy, and he seems to be, he wants to be where I'm at. And if I stay in this area, I know he'll end up staying in this area. But it's really hard to tell. Who knows what's going to happen when they grow up. I'm hoping I teach them right so they don't get in trouble. Well, anytime we watch commercials on TV, they show a boy that's being booked, getting his picture taken. And I ask my kids, do you want to do that? No. I says, well, that's what happens if you get into drugs and drinking and stuff like that. You'll end up doing that. And they look at me and says, well, we won't be drinking or doing any of that. And I'm going, okay.
Well, thanks.